about a petition to stop the government's housing agency, Kāinga Ora, from selling off land, state home land in Koputai, Port Chalmers. We have Duncan Eddy ready to go. Good morning to you, Duncan. How are we?
Atamari, a beautiful morning, Zach.
It's lovely. It's lovely. How was your stroll getting over here? Was it quite a distance?
Yeah, it was quite a distance to get to the mechanics to drop my car off to get the work done for the warrant of fitness, and then I had to hurry here, anxiously hurrying to make sure that I got here in time for the radio deadline.
Mm-hmm.
So far, so good.
You've done a good job so far.
Thank you.
What's wrong with the car? Is it a pretty small fix?
You want a quick answer, you could ask me what's right with the car.
Okay. What's right with the car?
Nah, it's not that bad, bro. It'll be fixed by the time I go pick it up this afternoon, hopefully.
See, I don't own a car. I never have. I might at some point. And I know a bunch of people who are just driving their car and they don't have renewed WAFs. And it's quite a thing. It's quite a thing. It's dangerous.
It's quite a pricey thing if the police pull you over without a warrant, and quite pricey if someone else prangs into you when you haven't got a warrant for fitness. But one of the beauties of living in this city is that people don't need to have a car.
Yeah.
We've got better public transport than we used to have.
Cycleways.
Got a bit more expensive yesterday than the
buses.
But you've got heaps of opportunities, and if you can save money by not having a car, a little bit less pollution, it's all good, eh?
Yeah, it's also just good for you to get out, use your legs.
Look around.
Yeah, have a look around, be present in the moment.
Yeah, it's the beauty of city living.
The downside about living in Otepoti is that Kāinga Ora is selling off state housing land in Koputai, Port Chalmers. Just to set the scene, in late 2023, the 6 social housing apartments in Albertson Avenue in Koputai, Port Chalmers were demolished to be replaced by new social housing apartments built by Kāinga Ora. The tenants of those proposed apartments were offered spots in the new builds, but Kāinga Ora has cancelled that project and they're trying to sell that land. Is that the story in a nutshell?
That's the very sad story in a nutshell, Zach. Yeah, so this is long-standing social housing land. There's been state houses on that site since the late 1940s, and in late 2023 they moved on the existing tenants and demolished those state houses to make way for the rebuild. They were going to build 11 brand new state houses, which we're really excited about because obviously there's a huge need for housing stock in this city.
New housing stock especially.
We would have been happy if they just left the old housing stock there.
Yeah, that's for sure,
Yeah, so they moved on these families that were living in these 6 houses and said, when we build the new houses, you can come back and live in them. We're talking about family that have got kids at the school up the road, you know. And then they cancelled the rebuild. And then just over a month ago, on 28th of August, the land appeared for sale on Trade Me. So we've been campaigning to get Kāinga Ora to hold on to that land. We've been running a petition that I'm going to go and hand in later this morning. It's got 650 petitions saying we've got a housing crisis in the city, and selling land that is perfectly placed for state housing and has always been state housing land is a short-sighted move, and we need the housing. Keep the land so you can build houses on it soon.
Do you know if the decision to initially knock down the existing social housing and build new, build some new apartments, do you know if that was made under the Labour government or was it all under this new coalition government?
The rebuild was under the last government.
Right. That makes sense.
Yeah, so they planned the rebuild and unfortunately, in the lead up to the election, when we still had a Labour government, Kāinga Ora demolished the existing stock. And then we had an election, new government put the redevelopment on pause. Then a few months later, the new government decided we're not going to go ahead with the rebuild at all. So it's been a real tragedy and very bad timing from Kāinga Ora, I reckon, to demolish existing state houses just before an election that a Labour government's looking likely to lose. But that's the past. And what we've got to do is look ahead. And we're saying, hold on to that land. It's perfectly placed for social housing. It's close to ECEs. It's close to schools. It's close to shops, doctors, bus stop, cycleway, churches, all of that kind of stuff. And but if it's sold on the open market to a property developer who can do whatever they want with it, the opportunity to have social housing there is gone forever.
I was going to ask you something. Oh, my goodness. Oh, yeah, that issue, I guess, of Labour wanting to build new houses and then a new government coming in and cancelling that. That's just exemplary of the problem of a lack of government long-term thinking. Yeah,
absolutely. And you see it with a lot of infrastructure projects that have fallen off the list under this new government. A whole lot of money gets spent on preparation and planning for major infrastructure projects. Then the new government comes in and decides that they're not going to go ahead with it. And it's just money that's been thrown in a hole.
That's so dumb. All going to like three consultancy firms, you know.
Yeah, and it's not helping the, in this situation, it's not helping the people that it's supposed to be helping that are vulnerable families and vulnerable New Zealanders that need a safe, warm, dry roof over their heads. There had been just short of $1 million spent on this specific project. Something like $20,000 under $1 million had been spent on the planning, on getting the consents, on doing the demolition and getting the site ready for the redevelopment. So they got it all flattened, all ready to go for the build, and then they pulled the plug, just under $1 million spent. And then they had to pay money to break the contract for the rebuild. So it looks like it may have been marginally cheaper to proceed with the rebuild of the social housing at Albertson Ave than to break the contract.
It's the same thing that happened with those big ferries. How they spent, a few hundred million to pay Hyundai to not build beautiful big ferries. Anyway, what happened to the existing tenants of the original social housing in Koputai? Where are they?
They originally got rehoused in Port Chalmers. But the accommodation there wasn't suitable, so they've left our community. That those kids that went to the local school have left our community, and they won't be coming back.
That's a real shame.
It's heartbreaking for our community. It's this kind of thing that guts your little New Zealand communities. We need young families. We need kids on the school roll. And we need people that will spend money at the local supermarket to keep it rolling. And this kind of stuff just sucks the lifeblood out of a community.
It does. And it is, again, exemplary of a problem with this current government who don't actually care about the people who are on the emergency social housing. They'll brag that the numbers of people on emergency social housing are down. That's only because those people are now homeless, basically.
Yeah, and I think that a lot of the people who are making these decisions high up don't have any real lived experience of housing pressure or anyone in their family or close friends who have suffered because of the housing crisis in New Zealand. But for most people, we know someone. We know families who can't find a place to live. It's a huge problem in New Zealand, but unfortunately the people in Wellington that are driving the policy and in control of the budgets are totally disconnected from the reality on the ground. So we're trying to bring that reality on the ground up to them.
Now, as of yesterday, 5 mayoral candidates, Marie Lofiso, Andrew Sims, Sophie Barker, Mickey Treadwell and Mandy Mayhem, had all signed the petition, as well as that Green MP Green MP and housing spokesperson, Tamitha Paul, said that there are many such cases of the government pulling the rug from New Zealanders, as they've done here. Do you think that this kind of broad church support demonstrates that this issue is not necessarily a party issue, but just a human rights issue?
It's a Dunedin issue. We've got 5 of the front-runner mayoral candidates that have signed our petition. We've got 1 Member of Parliament already that's speaking out about it, and we're going to go and speak to our Dunedin Labour MP, Rachel Brooking, about this later this morning. And I think that's extremely powerful. It's quite likely that the next mayor of Dunedin will support retaining the social housing land in Port Chalmers. And the sale deadline is the 7th of October, which is just a few days before the local body elections end.
That is, next Tuesday?
Yeah, so really tight timeframes, but there's significant credible political support for keeping the land, and let's just hope that the chief executive and the South Island executives of Kāinga Ora listen and push pause on the sale process.
Mm-hmm. Well, have you already spoken to Kāinga Ora about this?
I'm on the West Harbour Community Board, and West Harbour Community Board have been in close contact with local Kāinga Ora management over the last few years about this. But I can't actually speak to the local manager at the moment because there's a local body election on, and they've got a policy within their organisation that they can't, their managers can't directly talk to candidates.
Yeah, fascinating. Well, after the local government election, I'm sure you have a lot to say.
Bring it on, yeah. If I get re-elected to the West Harbour Community Board, I'm going to be straight down there at Kāinga Ora for this long overdue chat. So basically today is going to be go down there, deliver the petition and leave it at the front counter because I couldn't meet with the manager, and email it through to the National Chief Executive, but I couldn't get a meeting with them.
Mm-hmm. Kāinga Ora have also cancelled 10 other projects around Ōtepoti. As of June, we have 378 people on the social housing register. Yeah. There's a growing homeless population.
Yeah.
How is the situation going to improve if we're not getting funding from local, from central government?
It isn't. The problem's going to get worse and worse if we don't get funding from central government. And we've had the recent loss of Aaron Lodge in Kaikorai Valley just increases the pressure that and reduces the opportunities to solve the problem. So we've got a piece of land that's ready to go to put 11 new state houses on. It's perfectly situated, so they should hold on to it if they sell it. It's false economy because the downstream personal and social impacts of homelessness are going to cost New Zealand a hell of a lot more than any money that they might save in the short term by not building these houses.
Mm-hmm. Now, if people want to sign this petition and support your cause, how can they do so?
They can't because it closed last night.
Closed last night?
650 signatures, exactly.
Okay, that's great.
Pretty good within less than 4 weeks.
Yeah. That's good. Well, I'm glad that you're going to deliver this to Kāinga Ora, and I can't wait to hear whatever sort of politically correct response they're going to have. It's going to be fantastic.
Thank you very much, Zach.
Thank you for coming on. Do you have any final words for our lovely listeners?
Housing is a human right, and if people haven't got a safe house to live in, the costs to the health system, the criminal justice system, the pressure that it puts upon our struggling social service providers in the city is immense. So if you want a better New Zealand with safer and happier people, housing is the key.
Agree. All right, folks, that was Duncan Eddy coming on to talk about his petition to stop Kāinga Ora from selling state housing land in Koputai, Port Chalmers. Duncan has requested David Grace and Injustice's Rua Kinana, which we're going to play for you right now. You're listening to The One. We'll have Quizzle Me This at 9:30. No doubt I'll see you before then. Ka kite.
You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.